Blog Talk Radio.
Saturdays at 11, but I won't be available tomorrow, so decided to host my show tonight. And it's a special edition. Tonight I'm going to be going over some of my favorite adult film actresses of all time, and some of the actresses on the list may surprise you, some of them might not, so I'm going to go over them, and I'm also going to play some videos, so if you're near someone, or if you're talking to someone, you better, or if you're on a phone or a computer, you better turn the volume on your computer down, because the screams and moans from these adult film actresses are going to be very loud. So I'm Mac McCorley Matthew, and on the other line, my co-host is Willie Boy William Rummo, as usual.
Hey, what up?
What's going on, man? Are you pumped up for this special edition?
Hey, I'm always
This porn edition?
What's going on with you?
Hey, like I said, people, if you're near your computer and you have your volume turned up, you better lower that down right now. You kids out there, if you're listening, and your
they're not supposed to.
And your parents, yeah, you better lower the computer down because you don't want your parents to hear this. So. But yeah, let me just start. So, you know, I've been watching porn since I was in my tweens, you know. And I love porn. You know, what guy doesn't? You know, it's a man thing. You know, some women don't like it, but, you know, guys love porn. We love watching, you know, beautiful women with fake boobies and, you know, plastic surgery and, you know, blonde hair and high heels. We like to see them get their vaginas pounded in different positions. We like to hear their moans. And we jack off to it, you know, plain and simple. That's what porn is for. You know, porn is not there to freaking for us to analyze or do science projects on. You know, they're not there for us to just watch because, you know, we're bored. You know, we watch it to jack off. And it's entertainment. It's pure entertainment also, you know, so. So I'm going to go over some of my favorite porn actresses of all time. And these porn stars, I've grown up with them, you know. Just like I've grown up with Derek Jeter and the Yankees for the past 16, 17 years or whatever it is, I've grown up with these porn stars. So I'm going to count down my favorite porn stars from number 10 to 1. And again, like I said in the beginning, some of these names might surprise you, some of them might not, you know. So I'm going to start off at number 10. This porn actress,
number
her name...
Number 10.
Huh?
No, I just said number 10.
Yeah, do that. Do that, Will. You know, count every time I introduce a porn star, count down the number. Okay?
All right, I'll do that.
All right, so number 10, like Will said, is going to be a porn star named Devin Lane. And, you know, she's a porn veteran. She's been in porn for several years. And, you know, she does a lot of lesbian porn and does some anal. You know, but the first time I saw her is when I had illegal cable. You know, I saw her on Playboy TV. She was on this fake reality show called Seven Lives Exposed. You know, it was like a real-world porn version, I guess, you know. So I saw her on that, and I also seen her in some, you know, lesbian films. But she has some big titties. She has a nice vajayjay, just a womanly body, cute face, you know. I would say she looks kind of like Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island, but with bigger boobs and just a freaking fantastic body. But I'm going to play you a clip of one of her scenes, and you'll see what I'm talking about on how fantastic she is. So there it is, Devin Lane. In that scene, you know, she's getting, this guy's doing her doggy style, and you see her pretty vagina. You know, it's pretty like a little flower. And this guy's banging her from behind, and you hear her, you know, moaning and groaning, but she's one of my top 10 favorite porn stars, and she comes in at number 10. So if you've never seen her work, Google her name or go to YouPorn to check out her videos. Devin Lane, people. Okay? So at number nine. Number nine is Sandra Romaine. She's a Romanian porn actress. I've seen her in several films. I saw her in one film with Lee Stone. She's very dominating, very aggressive style, you know. She's the type of girl that likes to choke you out during sex and that likes to pound the guy while she's on top. And she's done some dominatrix films. You know, and Romania, do they speak French over there, or is it just like some kind of
Romanian? Nothing Romanian.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you'll hear her Romanian accent in the scene. And again, like I said, she has an aggressive style. She's very dominating. Probably the most dominating porn actress I've ever seen. You know, she's like the Mariano of porn. She's so dominating. So I'm going to play you a scene. And she's sitting on the face of this guy. And this guy is eating her out. So let me play the scene for you. So that's Sandra Romaine. So in this scene, she was sitting on a guy's face, and the guy is basically, you know, eating her out, and she's moaning. And the scene that just ended right there, she was turned around doggy style on the bed, and the guy was eating her from behind, and she's like slapping her butt against his face. So I told you, man, like, they talk about how Mariano Rivera's cutter is so dominating. This girl, man, like, her style is just as dominating as Mariano. So she's a Sandra Romaine. If you've never seen her work, you gotta definitely check out her work. So she comes in at number nine as my favorite porn actress of all time. Okay, and number eight. It's this European porn sensation called Jessica Fiorentino. Her last name is spelled Fiorentino. So it's Fiorentino, I guess. Mm. And I've seen her in some orgy films, getting pounded by black guys. And, like, she's a very cute girl, looks like a girl next door. You know, she doesn't really have big boobies like some of these other porn stars. You know, her boobies are average. But, you know, she's a very, very cute girl. And, you know, she lets her pubic hair grow. So, you know, she has a pretty bush on her in some porn films that you see her. But she's definitely a girl to watch. You know, if you're ever on, you know, one of those porn websites, you got to definitely check out her work. So let me play a scene where she's getting pounded by this black dude. Thank you. Okay, so there's Jessica Fiorentino getting pounded by a black dude. She was riding that black guy, and that scene that just ended, you know, basically, you know, the black guy's doing her doggy style. So that's number 8, Jessica Fiorentino. And number 7...
Number 7.
...is a porn legend. This is a porn veteran, Cindy Cox. And, you know, she's been in a lot of lesbian porn films. She does male-male. You know, she's a bisexual. You know, and she has some big boobies. She's a blonde bombshell. She has a... You know, she's a bad girl. She has a tattoo on the back of her shoulder. But, man, she could really bang. And she... in the lesbian porns I've seen her, man, she could eat a vagina. I mean, she eats a vagina like a fat kid eats a pie and cake. She eats vagina like a 5-year-old eats ravioli. she's like, man, she kind of looks like, remember when Sidney Brady grew up? Did you ever see the Brady Christmas special when they all grew up?
Probably back in the days.
Now she looks like the adult version of Sidney Brady. But, you know, she has some big boobies, and, you know, she has one of the fattest vaginas you'll ever see. So I'm going to play a clip where she's getting banged doggy style by this guy in the bathroom. So that's Cindy Cox for you. So again, check out her work. You know, you can find her anywhere. You know, she's a porn veteran. And, yeah, her work is extraordinary. Especially you guys see her in her in lesbian films. I'm telling you, man. She treats the vagina like it's freaking... Like, she's never seen it before. She treats it like, you know how, like, when the tourists or when those people that hop up, that go to, like, these poor countries and bring over food? And when the poor people see the food, they eat it like they've never seen food before. That's how she eats vagina. So Cindy Cox at number 7. Number 6, it's a Latina. Her name is Luscious Lopez. She has one of the biggest asses you'll see in porn. Latin sensation. And she loves to do anal. You know, that's her specialty. You know, she takes anal like a freaking... like a champ, you know. So I'm going to play you a scene where, she, of course, you know, she's getting banged annually. So that was Luscious Lopez. And you know who she kind of looks like? She looks like that girl, that Hispanic girl from Rush Hour. What's her name again?
Rosalind Sanchez.
Rosalind Sanchez, yeah. She looks exactly like her. But she has a, man, she has a bigger ass than Rosalind Sanchez. And she could bang, and, you know, she loves to do anal. You know, like I said, she takes it like a freaking WWE champion. You know? All right, Luscious Lopez at number 6. So now here comes my top 5. These are my top 5 porn stars of all time, man. This girl is fine. She's so fine, she has to call herself Gianna Fine. Whoa. And she's a porn legend in the industry, been around for years, you know. And she's done lesbian porn. She does male-male, bisexual. She does it all. And she can eat a vagina and also suck a mean cock. You know, and so she has some big, nice boobies. And she's very erotic. She has erotic. She kind of reminds you of Angelina Jolie a little bit because she looks like her. And, I don't know, like, that style of her. I don't know. She has, like, this badass attitude about her. She has big boobies, nice vagina. Very erotic. Gianna 5 at number 5. Okay, so that's Gianna Fine, and like I said, she's like the Angelina Jolie of porn, you know, she's a legend, badass girl, she's a New Yorker too, so she's got that New York attitude in her, but like I said, she's fine, you know, that's why she chose the name Gianna Fine, I guess, so she comes in at number 5. At number 4, hey, what happened to my number 4, Will? Number 4 is I think she's Native American. That's why she chose the name Cherokee. And she's a cutie patootie little girl, very tiny girl with big boobies, nice vagina. And the way she bangs guys is like when she's on top, she likes to jiggle her ass. And she has a very nice round ass for a tiny girl like her. And she could ride a guy. So Cherokee at number 4. And then I mentioned that she has a nice vagina, too, and a tight vagina. You see, you heard that guy say, oh, damn, it was so good. But, like, but Cherokee, at number 4, you got to check her out. One of my favorite porn stars of all time, man. Cute girl, you know, nice boobies, round ass for a tiny girl like her, and she knows how to ride a dude. She's a literally a ride-or-die chick. So this is my top 3 now. Top 3, so we're getting down to number 1. At number 3, it's the girl I love. Blonde girl, big boobies. You know, she's a stereotypical porn blonde. You know, big boobies, blonde hair, nice vagina. You know, she's trimmed down there, but she knows how to ride guys and she knows how to bang. And I love seeing her get banged interracially by black dudes. You know, I don't know, it's just that dominating effect, you know? I don't know, but she's one of my favorites, so I'll play a scene right now from one of her movies.
Who is she?
Huh?
Who is she?
Kaylee Cox.
Oh.
And she loves Cox. Oh. Okay, so in that scene, she's getting banged by this black, one of the, this all-star black porn star named Lex Steel. Now, he has a massive penis, and he's destroying her, you know. Like a freaking, like, she's, you know, Skeletor or something. But, yeah, she's one of my favorite. Kaylee Cox, big boobies, blonde hair, nice, voluptuous body. Gotta definitely check out her work. Okay, so here's my top two porn stars of all time. And at number two, this girl, I've seen her. The first time I saw her, it was on Howard Stern's show. She took off her clothes and modeled her body for Howard Stern. I've also seen her on, like, shows on Blind Date and Jenny Jones, where she came on, you know, to do stuff. But, of course, she never got naked on those shows, of course.
What, like a decoy or something?
On the Blind Date show, I think she went, you know, to date this guy for fun. And she did get naked on the beach, but, of course, on TV, they wouldn't show that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen several of her works, and she's like a MILF, man. She has big booty, one of the biggest booties you ever see. She's okay. She has blonde hair. Well, sometimes she changes her hairstyle. Sometimes it's blonde, sometimes it's brown. You know, big boobies. And she has a tattoo of the letter F right in her pubic region. Mm-hmm. And she says that the letter F stands for fuck. So, and she could definitely fuck, man. She could ride, and she could bang the hell out of a guy. I saw her ride a guy like a freaking kid riding a choo-choo train at a theme park. That's how sensational she is. So let me play a clip from her. Huh?
What's her name?
Friday. But she goes by the name Linda Friday or Friday, you know. So I'll play one of her scenes right now. Yeah, so that's Friday, and like I said, she has a big boobies, a nice big ass, and the letter F, man, that letter F is sexy, you know, usually a girl's tattoos in a pubic region is not very attractive, but that's very attractive on her end. You gotta Google her work. Friday or Linda Friday, that's the name she goes by. So here's my top number one of all time. Number one, favorite all-time porn star of all time. She retired like 4 years ago, 6 years ago. She was on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew because, you know, she went to clean up her drug habit. Cute girl, looks like the cute girl next door. No, she doesn't really have big boobies like these other porn stars. You know, she's real, you know. Cute vagina. And, you know, she's just a cute girl you would love to bang. You know, you see on the street and you love to bang. You know, she doesn't have the stuff like these other porn stars, but there's something about her, something erotic that just makes you want to bang the crap out of her. So my number one favorite of all time is Penny Flame.
Penny Flame.
Okay, so that was Penny Flame for you. And as you heard in that scene, that guy said her pussy was good. And indeed, her pussy is good. That's why she's my number one of all time.
I bet right now you're putting your hands up like the referees in NFL won a field goal.
Yes, I am. But she's my number one all time. Too bad that she retired, but you know, it is what it is. She had to quit porn, and she's doing some other stuff. But number one of all time, I knew you probably thought Sasha Grey was gonna be my number one, right? But
I thought she would have made it at least to this.
Yeah, but you know, for years I've always loved Penny Flame, so she's always gonna be my number one. So what did you think about the list? Well, did you was there anything that you disagreed or agreed with?
Well, I mean, there's some that I've heard of, some of them I don't know.
Yeah.
But I ain't complaining.
You better not. I'll kick you off the show. All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Special edition of Friday Night Mac, porn edition. I'll see you guys next week at my regular time, hopefully. And check Will's show out on Sunday, Sports Urban Legend. You want to plug that real quick, Will?
Yeah, it's on at 6 p.m. or 11 p.m., depending if there's a conflict. So check that out.
All right.
Sports Urban Legend.
Yeah, we check his show out Sunday, 6 p.m., right? Sunday?
That's right.
Hopefully you do a special porn sports version. What about that? All right, so Fine Mac, my co-host Will, signing out. I'll see you guys next week.